Our news partner, 6ABC, reports the two Pennsylvania teens charged with attempting to carry out what authorities described as an ISIS-inspired attack in New York considered other targets before driving into Manhattan late Saturday morning with homemade bombs. Investigators searching a storage unit in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where the teens are from, discovered a notebook in which the teens wrote about soft targets like shopping centers, according to sources. No specific target was mentioned. SEPTA's Market Frankford line is back in service after a transformer blew in Center City during Wednesday's late-day commute. More from WHYY's Alan Tu.
The problem started around 3 p.m. at the 15th Street City Hall station. Video on the scene showed smoke rising from the underground station. SEPTA says crews had to cut power between 2nd and 30th Streets so emergency teams could respond safely. The shutdown also affected the trolley tunnel, forcing trolleys to bypass City Hall. And shuttle buses were used to move riders through Center City. I'm Alan Tu, WHYY News.
No injuries were reported and operations on the Broad Street line were unaffected. Starting in late August, SEPTA will begin cutting bus routes. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports it's part of SEPTA's effort to streamline its bus system.
Andrew Bush of the transit agency says not all the cuts will happen in August, but that's when the underutilized bus lines will begin to be trimmed. He says it's all about meeting demand where it is.
Mainly it's more efficient service, bolstering service on routes where we know we have strong ridership and strong demand. Some low-performing routes will be either eliminated or adjusted so that we can shift those resources. So we're really looking forward to this.
Under the plan, almost 18 bus routes will be completely eliminated.
We go from 126 routes currently to 104. And then there are a number of others that are going to be either cut back, but then there's others that will be extended. So that
Bush says the plan will start in August. Phase two will come in February. And the final portion of the plan will be implemented in June of 2027. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The School District of Philadelphia approved a new policy last week guaranteeing students recess, bathroom access, and water breaks. It follows a push from parents who say some teachers withheld these activities as punishment. Guerrera Wilson with Lift Every Voice Philly, the group behind the initiative, says her organization views free time in bathroom and water breaks as basic human rights.
We're going to continue to fight for our children and make sure that everybody, all children in the school, Philadelphia School District have joy.
The new policy will also guarantee an end to silent lunches and will prohibit the collective punishment of students. The forecast, cloudy with rain and snow possibly mixing this morning, maybe all snow for the afternoon, and we'll have temperatures falling into the 40s. They've done so already. We're at 49 degrees in Center City.